Kids would.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program. This hour of the Laura Ingram Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR 1460.
You're healthy. Radio addiction starts now.
Power to the people!
The Laura Ingram Show.
I'm only doing my job, like folks everywhere. Where I come from is just how things are done, doing your share.
We're talking eye popping. If you have a heart condition, I suggest you sit down. 7,136,000 job openings. Unbelievable. And get this, until April of 2017, we never had 6 million job openings. Until
we had 4.2 last quarter. Had the opposition gotten in, you would be at minus 4.2. You would be so low. You would have job numbers that would be so bad. You would have companies leaving this country, which they were flowing out of the country. Now they're flowing into the country. They're all wanting to be back in the United States, in America.
For the 4,000th day.
You are listening to the Laura Ingram Show, 855-40-LAURA. Guess what? I got an email yesterday from a friend of mine, a businessman in Switzerland. And I didn't know what the heck he was talking about. He said, congratulations, I'm really mad. I'm like, okay, what are you talking about? Like, did I hit the Mega Millions? And he said, you guys just replaced Switzerland as the most competitive economy in the world. Switzerland was the way they tabulate it, the way they, you know, they figured out Switzerland has the most robust economy for its own people. And he's like, thanks a lot. He's like, congrats, but thanks a lot. I was like, this is good news. This is great news. It does just keep getting better. And what does this tell you? Trump's policies are working. Yes, we have to work on this budget deficit, which means entitlements do have to be reined in. And, you know, we can't keep spending like there's no tomorrow. I completely agree with that. I'm with Rand Paul on that. But Trump's policies are bearing fruit. And China is really feeling the heat. When I saw this piece in the New York Times yesterday that focused on China's tentacles being spread all over Africa and how the Chinese bias is affecting African countries in Kenya and beyond, and how China's now feeling the heat because people say, whoa, what do you want from us? You're coming in here to give us all this investment, but what do you want from us? I think the person who really began this conversation in modern, I mean, clearly people like Buchanan and others and myself were talking about it, you know, 20 years ago. But a major political figure really addressing the China threat is Donald Trump. Now, Rubio's talking about China all the time. We understand that we have an ability to use leverage against China, given how much they depend on the U.S. economy. Remember, our exports to China are relatively small compared to their, you know, their, you know, exports into the United States. They send over $500 billion worth of goods, services, so forth into the United States, and, you know, we're a fraction of that. Still not, it's not nothing, but we have much more leverage over them than they have over us. That's really good. And these job openings, another, if you want to get a job in the United States of America, and you're telling me you can't get a job, then there, we have to examine how you're searching for a job. We have to, we really have to look at that, because you can get a job if you want a job. Maybe you have to do a little bit of training. Maybe you have to start at a lower level, but you can get a job in America today. This is a great time to be an American. So this is great news. The Dow, of course, came back. So if any of you sold your, sold off some of your stocks thinking the big one was happening, we're going to have a big crash last week. Well, that was a mistake. Market came back 500 points yesterday. Earnings up. Tech sector, big thumbs up. Netflix came back. They were worried about Netflix earnings. Netflix roared back last month. Really good stuff. And this, I mean, I don't, I really can't imagine how things economically could be better.
When they try and compare what I'm doing with Obama, mm-hmm. Obama was working off zero interest rates. I'm working off real interest rates, almost normalized interest rates. That's a big difference, and my numbers are much better. Mm-hmm. But you take a look. You can't compare zero. Give me zero interest rates right now, mm-hmm. and you take a look at our numbers. We'd be, it'd be the greatest economy in the history of the world. Nobody would be able to compete with it. We're paying a lot of interest.
Yeah. I mean, he's, of course, making the salient point there. So people are like, well, Obama created all these jobs. No, well, he did create some jobs. But this is a, you know, tenfold increase in the number of, I think, ten or eightfold increase in the number of manufacturing jobs in the United States created under Trump than under Obama. This is just amazing stuff. It's great. Do you know people who still can't get work? And if so, why? I want to ask that question because I find that fascinating. And I promise you, the fact that we have these job openings is going to encourage the open borders crowd to say, see, we need these millions of new migrants to come into the United States to take these jobs. See? And I would answer, no. What we need is a tight labor market. So what happens is we see rising wages. We're seeing wages finally beginning to rise. Steel worker wages are going up for the first time in years. I mean, it's about time, though. These people haven't had pay increases in real terms for 18 years, many of them. So the fact that this is happening now is long overdue. 855-40-LAURA. Do you know people who have some skill or coming into entry-level positions who can't get a job? 855-40-LAURA. I want to know who the people are who can't get jobs. And I'm not talking about someone who is severely disabled. I'm not talking – we're talking about people who are able-bodied people who are claiming they cannot get work. I want to understand that. And it might mean you have to move. It might mean you have to pick up and move. But Americans do that. Americans historically have done that from – the great, you know, concept of manifest destiny, moving across the Great Plains into what was the promised land of California. Now it's just the Gavin Newsom liberal la-la land. Oh, my gosh. It looks like he's going to win, and of course, in California. What a nightmare. California's just – you're just killing yourselves off there in California. I don't – for the life of me, I can't understand why they think that's working. But you can't save everybody. I mean, if they refuse to be – awaken to what works out in California. I mean, there's just nothing we can do for them. I mean, we keep thinking it's going to – the more people that are defecating in the streets and the more homeless villages they have in certain parts of L.A. and San Francisco, and then they'll wake up. But so far, I guess they're just fine with the way things are. Most people in the country don't want that. They want a orderly society. They want freedom. But they want law and order, and they want safety, and they want a sanitary streets. Oh, my God. Have you seen that? I think it's a website that shows the various needles and human – sorry, but feces they find on the streets in San Francisco and, like, where they are. It's all mapped out. It is so disgusting. Oh, and the restaurateurs. I mean, you would think that some of these liberal, like, small business owners and – boutique owners and restaurateurs, art galleries. Don't you imagine that they think this isn't working at this point? Or they just hate Trump so much they can't bring themselves to admit it's not working? I don't know what it is. But do you agree that if you want a job, you can get a job in this country? And when we have 7 million job openings, that tells you something. This economy is spinning off a lot. The output, the productivity of this economy, it's humming. And I talked about this in The Angle last night. I mean, this is the story most in the media, except for, you know, some of the business stuff, they do want to kind of bury. Instead, it's all, well, horse face, and it's, you know, it's a horse face, or it's Avenatti, or it's Mueller, or... Yeah, Mueller has really gone quiet. I mean, it must mean he's writing the report or something.
Our biggest threat is the Fed, because the Fed is raising rates too fast, and it's independent, so I don't speak to him, but I'm not happy with what he's doing, because it's going too fast, because you looked at the last inflation numbers, they're very low.
But you put him there. I mean, you think about Janet Yellen,
you know,
and she was so dovish.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm not blaming anybody. Mm-hmm. I put him there. And maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, but
what
I put
if he
him
gets
there.
It wrong?
Excuse me?
Well, if he gets it wrong and he misses...
Look, he's being extremely conservative. Let me use a nice term. He's being extremely conservative.
Well, that's with Trish Regan of Fox Business. And you do get the sense that the president is just trying to win this all by himself for the midterms. I mean, who is doing more than this president to spread the gospel of conservative populism? By the way, if you haven't picked up my new paperback, and you need to do it, Busting the Barricades, what I saw at the Populist Revolt, please do so. It's out in paperback. You'll love it. Let's go to Dustin in North Carolina on who these people are who can't find work. Dustin.
Yes. I believe the question more specifically is why won't people work? Mostly people taking advantage of the system, like disability. Like, I have a neighbor who's supposedly disabled, but he rides a Harley every day, takes his boat out on the weekends. I think it's more people who are just taking advantage of the system because it's easier, and they're able to work. That's the real issue.
Yeah, there's nothing that drives me crazier than the folks who are able-bodied who claim they're not, to try to get a leg up or something free or... That's just it's theft in a way, is it not? I mean, it's theft from the U.S. taxpayer. And I have heard so many of these stories, and it seems like it never ends. But this is human nature. You know, it's human nature to be dishonest. It's human nature to, you know, to want to get something for nothing. And you have to resist that temptation. But it is. It's. Oh, they have to prosecute more of this disability fraud. But, you know, they don't have the prosecutors. It's not like that's a big priority for the U.S. government. But it's a huge amount of money for the feds. And disability payments, disability numbers, they were huge under Obama. I think we've seen some leveling off there. But it's still unacceptable. If you're an able-bodied person, this is what my mother always said. If you're an able-bodied person, if you have two hands and two feet and a mind – you should be able to do something. Don't look for a handout. Look for a hand up, maybe, but not a handout. And that's why she did all the jobs she did. She didn't want a handout. That just wasn't – I mean, that was the Depression era mentality, though. The idea of taking, you know, money from people when she could work, it just wasn't in the mindset of that generation. And you know, that was a different era. And most of those folks are now gone, and you know it's just a different deal. She would no more take a welfare check if she had an ability to walk and use her mind and use her hands. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania on line 5. Mike.
Hi, Laura. The only people that I know who do not want to work or who aren't working or ones who don't want to work and maybe are too profitable to take any job in order to feed their family. If I had to feed my family, I have no problem saying, do you want fries with that? And then work my way up the ladder.
I think that, again, you have to be willing to believe and understand the dignity of every job. You know, I won't get into the details, but one of my kids was, you know, made a comment the other day about an individual who was, you know, working in a lower level job. Like, it wasn't even a, it wasn't a slight, but I didn't like it. And I stopped, and I was literally on my way out the door, and I stopped. And I came back in, I put my bags down, James knows this, Laura. I put my bags down, and I said, and I got real quiet.
Oh,
when I get real
scary.
Quiet, all my kids are, I got real quiet, and I said, don't you ever forget that everyone who is working deserves respect and support and kindness, because there is value in every human. And everyone who is working is doing something important. I don't care what type of job it is. And then I said, see you in the morning. I didn't. And again, it wasn't even, I'm exaggerating, like, but it was just, it's just a sense that every job, there's dignity in it. I don't care what you do. You know, don't be pushing drugs or, you know, selling your body. That's not what we're talking about here. But there's dignity in every job. We'll take a break. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Only 2 weeks left to get the Genucel Sunspot Corrector for free for sunspots, age spots, and even red and flame patches. Renee from Boulder, Colorado, raving about the brand new Genucel Sunspot Corrector. She says it's her go-to product every day. She has sunspots and some age spots and can definitely see a difference in her skin since using it. Love to hear it. And for the next 2 weeks only, you get this sunspot miracle for free. But time is running out to try this wonderful special. Watch your sunspots vanish and your bags and puffiness diminished. And for fast results, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours for free. So go to Genucel.com right now or call 800-480-5206. Still thinking? Order this week and receive Chamonix Luxury Microdermabrasion, also free. Rejuvenate and unclog pores for instantly radiant, baby-soft skin. And for these 2 weeks, shipping is also free. So call them at 800-480-5206, 800-480-5206, or go to Genucel.com.
Bill O'Reilly here. My new book in the Killing series is Killing the SS, the hunt for the worst war criminals on Earth. It's about Nazi evil and those who enabled it. The book will stun you as Nazi hunters risk their lives to track down mass killers like Adolf Eichmann, who were protected by ruthless forces. There is a reason why the Killing books have sold more than 12 million copies. So I hope you check out Killing the SS. It's well worth your time.
We're heading into the final chapter of The Great American Read on PBS. PBS asks you to pick your number one book from a list of America's 100 best loved novels. On Tuesday, October 23rd at 8, 7 Central, host Meredith Vieira and some very special guests will count down the top novels based on your vote. And then it's the big reveal, America's favorite book. Don't miss the grand finale of The Great American Read, Tuesday, October 23rd at 8, 7 Central, only on your PBS station.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
All right, a lot of people are calling in, individuals who cannot find work, even though we have 7 million job postings in the United States. Rick, Texas, line 3. Rick.
Hey, yeah, my son is a naval officer. He lives up in D.C., actually. He's looking for a job for about 3 months, but I believe he's applying for things that are too high-paying, and they told him he can get a higher
pay. It's hard to hear you, Rick. You must be on a speaker or something. It's a little hard to hear you, but your son can't find work? Is he a college graduate, high school graduate? What is he?
Yeah, he's a naval officer. He's up in D.C., an intelligence officer, but he's wanting to get out and move back to Texas. But he's looking for jobs that are paying more than, like, $150,000. I'm like, I don't think he's going to make that. You know, he's 27 years old with only a naval experience, which is a good background, but he has no work experience in a real company.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of work does he want to do?
He's got a security clearance, so he's trying to get something here in San Antonio, but that hadn't happened yet. So
I told him he should go knock
on your door.
Yeah, well, as a defense contractor or as a any number of companies that do work for the federal government and have military implications and national security implications, gosh, there's certainly a lot of those. I mean, Trump pumped in another $700 billion into the U.S. military. There's a by the way, there's a lot of waste still in those contracts. I have a friend who works for one of the big defense contractors. He said, I could write a book just on the money we waste in this company. It is a scandal. Oh, you should have heard him. This is unbelievable. This is over the weekend. Incredible. Rick, your son should shoot high, but cast a wide net. Okay, he's got to cast a really wide net. And you know, give the sense to anyone with whom he's interviewing, he'll outwork everybody there. Yeah, outperform. You know, you're going to outperform everybody there. And people who outperform tend to leapfrog over others in the workplace. That's what I see in my own experience. That's what I tried to do in my own career. Sometimes it's not a straight line. Sometimes you end up getting there doing a lot of zigzags, both in your personal life and your professional life. But that's okay. But he should not give up hope. He'll get a great job. Texas is a great place to work. I appreciate the call. All right, we'll continue to take your calls on this. But coming up, we're going to talk about who is funding this migrant caravan, which is now supposedly 4,000 people strong. Hondurans who make per capita, what is it, $2,300 income? Where do they get the money to spend $7,000 a migrant to cross the border? 855-40-LAURA. Art Arthur will join us. A lot more coming up.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days, and 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code LARA, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Lara.
I'm Frances Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. During my term, we've worked hard to make Reading as safe and clean as possible while never spending money we don't have. I've supported every financially feasible aspect of the Blueprint for Public Safety. There's just so much we can't control. State laws have put limits on who can be arrested. Jail space is limited and controlled by the county with their own budget problems. Prevention is our best tool. Every part of city government is focused on making our city safer. Need advice on better lighting for your home or business? RU will help. Our park staff works constantly to partner with everyone from trail groups to private businesses to fill our parks with families. Think food trucks and Carnegie Park, or the bike park near the pool at Caldwell, or the volcano at Enterprise. And it's working. Crime went down in the last 6 months in Reading. It's not good enough. I want to keep working to make our city safer. I need your vote. I'm Francie Sullivan. I approve this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council in 2018.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of The Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
Have you ever thought about what the word education really means? Well, it means to lead forth. And then when you say forth, well, which way is forth? Well, the easy answer, a convenient answer maybe, is just, well, it depends on which way you want to go. Well, Dr. Larry Arnn of Hillsdale College says that's not the right answer. Most people, young people especially, say that. But that's what they've been kind of programmed to say. But you and I, and he know, that's just not the answer. So let me tell you about the place that actually leads people forward in the right direction. That's Hillsdale College. Because at Hillsdale, they understand that true education means pursuing the highest answer to the question, which way is forth? And Hillsdale students are challenged to discover the right way forth by reading the greatest books in Western civilization. And they learn the meaning of three ultimate and related things: the good, the true, and the beautiful. Hillsdale holds a unique and important role in American education today, and I encourage all of my listeners to learn more about this remarkable institution at lauraforhillsdale.com.
I've been rambling around and led astray by the paths that I've been choosing. But the paths like forest fires, people's wider backhoe tires.
They've been traveling by foot for days. Among them, mothers carrying young children, men being pushed in wheelchairs. This group of about 3,000 Honduran migrants is headed to the United States in search of a better life, fleeing poverty and violence in their home country.
There's much corruption here in Honduras. We want to work. There is none. We want land to plant bananas, plantains, beans. There isn't any, brother. We need to migrate to another country, brother. In the hospitals, there's no security. There's nothing. Our patients die, brother.
Okay, that translator is really annoying. Brother? Well, okay, so the reason for migrating is you just want to live in the United States. I get that. So do 136 million people. They want to come to the United States? Well, okay, let's just change the country overnight. This is why I did the angle last night on immigration, the crush at the border, the rush to the border. The president has said, can't do it. Warning to Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. You don't stop these caravans, foreign aid is stopped to you. Boy, that got their attention. Do you notice that? Everybody's attention is some. Now they're, okay, we got to do something else. Trump, he seems serious about this. We got to do something. So Mexico's moved the federales down to the border. Their southern border to try to stop these caravans. It's got to stop. It's got to stop this madness. People have got to fix their own corrupt governments. You got to work inside your own country to fix your own country. This is not the case where people are, for the most part, there are a few, but for the most part, targeted victims of government persecution. So in other words, a Christian in the Middle East could make a plausible claim for asylum or applying from overseas, a refugee. There is no place for – there is a systematic religious cleansing going on against Christians, and I seek refuge in the United States. That's different from saying, well, I'm just an economic refugee. I just want to work in the United States because a lot of my friends are there, and I think it's a better standard of living. No. That's not asylum. That's not a plausible – that's not – it's not a legitimate claim for asylum. Joining us now is Art Arthur, resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. He's a former immigration law judge at the what was formerly called the INS and now is called ICE, and he joins us now. Art, I'm sure you're not surprised that after we did away with the family separation policy, which, you know, was unpleasant, and the media obviously played a big role in getting people very outraged about that, that this was going to continue and get worse. And indeed, we had a 38% jump in family units crossing the border in the month of August from the month before. So this is no surprise, I assume, to you.
No, absolutely not, Lauren. Actually, I'm sort of surprised that it took this long for a caravan like this to assemble. The fact is that, you know, we see these courts, you know, constantly hampering the president's efforts to cut down on the number of people coming across the border to detain individuals. If your purpose in coming to the United States is to live and work in the United States and you get released, you've gotten what you wanted, and it's an incentive for those individuals to come to the United States. We need to cut off those magnets. The president has attempted to do it, but Congress hasn't stepped up to the task, and, you know, frankly, the fault is on them.
Yeah, I mean, Congress can do a few basic things fairly quickly if it wanted to stop the magnet. Number one, mandate E-Verify. Every employer must have E-Verify, and it has to be enforced strictly with significant fines. That's one thing they could do. What other few things could they do that are simple for our listeners to understand?
They could expand the amount of detention that's available to the administration in order to detain these families so that their cases could be heard quickly, so that the good cases can be separated out, and so that the bad cases can be denied, and those folks could be returned to the United States. They could also, change the asylum law so that if you pass through countries where they grant asylum, like Guatemala, like Mexico, that you would be expected to apply for asylum in those countries before you come to the United States. And again, you keep hearing that some of these, you know, individuals have legitimate claims. If they do, they should be applying for asylum in Guatemala. They should be applying for asylum in Mexico, but they're not. In addition, the administration is taking steps to end the Flores rule, where unaccompanied alien minors have to be released after 20 days. Congress can, you know, step in. They can end the Flores settlement agreement if they'd like. But again,
they're afraid.
We need more judges.
Right. They're afraid of being called mean-spirited. That's what they're afraid of. It doesn't matter if how many instances of hideous, you know, criminal acts have been committed by illegal aliens, even DACA kids, which we've also documented on the show. It doesn't matter. For them, it doesn't matter. It's an emotional manipulation game. They want to pull the heartstrings of America and put these Republicans back on their heels. So they say, okay, you want to put babies in cages. You want to put babies in... How many times did we hear kids in cages, kids in cages? We heard that phrase over and over and over again.
And, you know, we do separate children from adults very briefly. U.S. citizenship or U.S. Customs and Border Protection does that in order to protect the children, but then we move them very quickly into the best facilities that we have available. Congress can provide more money for that, but here's really what it comes down to. The trip that these people take to the United States is so horrendous. Rapes, robberies, murders. Under the Obama administration, when they had similar programs, we saw NPR run articles about this. We saw National Geographic, of all things, run an article about this, but you don't actually hear about that anymore. All you see is a little girl in the pink shirt standing next to her mother crying as a Border Patrol agent makes sure that her mother doesn't have any contraband. That child traveled through the night without food. How in the world any parent can subject their child to this horrendous journey to the United States is beyond me.
Well, when you see these 4,000 people, now it just grows and grows and grows, this caravan. Who's paying for this? Like, there's no way when you have a per capita income of, you know, $2,500 in Honduras, each individual can pay the $7,000 up to $10,000 it costs to get to the United States. So someone's footing the bill here. Who is it, do you think?
I wish I knew. I wish I had some idea. And quite frankly, I expect the administration to be looking into that. A lot of these people, though, are, you know, doing this because they believe that the amount of money that they have to borrow or get from somebody or that they're given, they can pay back once they work in the United States for a very brief period of time. And unfortunately, the economics probably work in their favor. This is another incentive. Again, you went back to E-Verify. If people can't work, they won't come. And if they can't pay back their smuggler, they're definitely not going to run the risk of being smuggled to the United States. We need mandatory E-Verify. That's the keys to the kingdom. But until we get to that point, we need detention and we need more immigration judges to hear these cases as quickly as possible so the good cases can come in, but the vast majority of the bad cases can be returned.
So 80% or 88% in some, I guess, some cases by some measures of those who apply for asylum from Central America are denied. Yet only 5% of those who are denied actually are, you know, ever going to leave the country. Is that the case? Is that approximately right?
That's approximately correct. We're talking about, you know, upwards of 900,000 people.
My God.
Who are in the United States under final orders of removal. They've received their due process, Laura. It's not like they're waiting for their hearings. Everything that they had coming to them, they've had, but they remain in the United States, and they continue to work here again. We have no E-Verify. There's no way to verify that they're leaving. And ICE just lacks the resources to go out and find onesies and twosies of people. Plus, you put on top of that these sanctuary laws in places like California and localities where, you know, people under final orders of removal, you know, are apprehended by the police. It shows up on the rap sheet that they're under a final order of removal. And yet they get released back into society and they're not returned to their home countries. Well, everybody needs to work together in order to make this system work. When any one part of it breaks down, the entire system breaks down, and that's what leads to human tragedies that we see along the border.
Mark Kerkorian, your colleague, was on with me last night, Art, and he said that the folks in Guatemala who are being interviewed by the, you know, the MSNBC traveling reporter who travels with the migrants hadn't been coached yet. So all he said was, well, look, I want to work in the United States, and there are just no jobs here, and never mentioned anything about persecution. And Mark said, well, that's because he hasn't gotten to Mexico where all the coaching really occurs. That's where you get the, you know, the paragraph that you have to say no matter what when authorities interview you. So the script for everybody, man, woman, and child, seems to be the same. You know, I fear for my family, that I'm going to be killed by the gangs, which is why Sessions wants to remove domestic abuse and gang concern, correct, from the asylum consideration?
He already has done that through
Homeland Security bill. I think it was attached to that bill.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the other problem, Lauren. This is the next shoe that's going to drop. About 75 to 90% of all people who claim credible fear are found to have credible fear, even though the asylum numbers are low, as you mentioned before. The problem is that if people allege that they have suffered or fear something, then they get referred over for a torture convention claim. Back in 1999, the Reno Justice Department gave authority over claims under the Convention Against Torture to immigration judges, even though it might be years before an individual is removed from the United States. DHS needs to give that authority back to the Justice Department needs to give that authority back to DHS so that they can make a determination as to whether someone's going to be tortured right before that person leaves the United States, because that's really the critical point.
Well, and also, as he or someone else made the point, when someone claims domestic abuse, there's no way for us to verify that, even if that was a legitimate reason. It's a horrible thing. But think about the people we're going to be bringing into the country from all over the world. It's domestic abuse. I'm afraid of domestic abuse. Well, it hasn't even been investigated in their home country. How are our people to investigate local domestic violence concerns from an immigration proceeding in or a review in Texas or Arizona? It's just ludicrous.
It's even worse than that, because there's a regulation in place that actually prevents the United States government from investigating whether or not that claim took place in the home country. Nothing that's contained in the asylum application can be disclosed to anyone outside of that asylum proceeding, with only very limited exceptions, none of which would apply in these cases.
And the turn back at the border, that's the other thing we have to be able to expedite, which means even to non-contiguous countries. So if you're from Guatemala, we need to change the law, do we not, so we can do immediate border turnbacks like we can with Mexicans?
Yes, and under the TVPRA, the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, we have to actually hand over unaccompanied alien minors to HHS, a department of the United States government that really doesn't do this for a living. And yet, you know, Congress back in 2002 decided that HHS should have this responsibility, and they don't do it very well, as history has shown. So, yeah, we need to change the rule for people from contiguous countries, Mexico or Canada. We don't get that many Canadians. We could turn those children right around as soon as we know that they don't have a claim. But with respect to every other country on the face of the earth, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Somalia, you know, those unaccompanied alien minors have to then go into HHS custody and HHS.
Huge cost to the American taxpayer. Huge cost. Oh, no, this is.
Exactly.
This is. Art Arthur, thank you so much. From the Center for Immigration Studies, former immigration law judge. We'll take a break. Stay there.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
If you suffer from ED and you've seen your doctor about the little blue pill, you know it can be expensive, and seeing the doctor and waiting at the pharmacy can be a hassle. What if I told you that a certain little blue pill just came off patent December 11th, and that same active ingredient that's in the little blue pill is now available in generic form, available to you for just $30 for a month's supply? That's a big discount. No more getting ripped off by the big pharma companies. With 4hims.com, you can bypass the doctor's office, pharmacy visit, and save huge money on your prescription ED meds. Just go to 4hims.com/easy. Consult with a licensed physician, and following their confidential medical review, you can have the proper prescription delivered directly to your door for a fraction of the price. And today, while supplies last, you can get started with a trial month for just $5. That's right, $5. Here's what you do. Just go to 4hims.com, forhims.com/easy today, and get started for just $5 while supplies last. Visit 4hims.com/easy right now. 4hims.com/easy.
See website for full details. Not all services through the HIMS platform are available in all 50 states.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Call the Laura Ingraham Show, 1-855-40-LAURA.
There is a bullet fly running across the river just to hold you tonight.
Let's go to Michael in Florida, line 5. Michael, welcome. Michael, are you there? All right, we'll just listen. There you go. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. I've got an idea what Trump can do to incentivize Mexico to control the border better. I think in the current budget we allocate about $175 million in foreign aid to Mexico. Trump should offer Mexico to double that. However, for every illegal, regardless of what country they're from, every illegal that we catch coming across the border, Trump deducts anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000, whatever our actual costs are for apprehending, feeding, clothing, deporting, and transporting back to our home country. Take it out of the foreign aid budget. That'll get Mexico's attention.
Yeah, I think that the president has – they're doing all sorts of things with Mexico that we're not privy to, which is smart. It's good that they're doing this, and it's good that they're – you know, we're now dealing with each other in more honest terms, which is always good for a – relationship. Be honest with each other and, you know, look, this isn't working. This is working. We need to change this. If you really want to have a good relationship, then you have to work through this. We want a better relationship with Mexico. And the free trade deal that we just agreed to is an example of, you know, our desire to have a better relationship with Mexico. Mexico does not want to jeopardize that. Do not want to do that. You're listening to The Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. We have a lot more to get to. And who could be the next cabinet official to drop? A lot of speculation there. Don't go away.
There's nothing. Our patients die, brother.
Have you ever taken your car for an oil change and your mechanic finds something wrong and, surprise, you're hit with a huge repair bill? And what happens when you're not covered by the manufacturer's warranty? You're paying out of pocket to fix it. That's why I recommend extended vehicle service protection from my friends at CarShield. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, CarShield can save you from paying for high repair bills. Replacing your engine or even a simple sensor can cost thousands. And when you're protected by CarShield, you can have your favorite mechanic or dealership fix your car. It's your choice. CarShield also provides 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental while yours is being fixed for free. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention the code Laura, or visit CarShield.com and use the code Laura to save 10%. That's CarShield.com or call 800-CAR-6100 and use the code Laura to save 10%.
A deductible may apply.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437. That's 1-800-794-0437.
Yeah. He'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on...